Gianfranco, there's nothing in the world like winning, is there?
No, not really. For us, it's, it makes a big difference. You know, it's there is not no comparison. It makes the atmosphere completely more relaxed and more positive. So let's hope we can get some more of this.
We didn't only see a win, but we actually saw signs of what you're trying to do with a decent performance.
No, it was a decent performance, considering also the value of the opposition. They were on a good run, mm-hmm. So we needed to really play a good game to get a result. So I'm pleased in many ways that now we, you know, it's time to focus again, because football is always going for is always moving, so you can't relax too much.
Always about the next game.
Always about the next game, and we have a lot of ground to catch to cover, so we need to refocus straight away.
But in terms of mentality and mental strength, a win does wonders for your team.
No, definitely. You can see in many ways, not only to the players, but also the people involved around the players, supporters, so it makes a big difference. And again, we said we want to maintain these conditions for as long as possible. So Friday, we will have to be as focused and as determined as the last game.
There was some standout. I mean, the goal scorers always get the glory, with all respect to yourself, but there were some standout performances. Jonathan Grounds and Paul Robinson were key for you at the back.
No, they were massive, because it was we were in emergency at the back, and the way they played, the way they conducted themselves, and they talked to the others, was amazing. Mm-hmm. And don't forget also we had a player that he was just playing the first game, which was Keita on the left as well. So all this, you know, made me very pleased. So Jonathan, especially, that he was playing there, it was really good.
What do you expect from Sheffield Wednesday?
Well, I'm expecting a team that plays good football. I think it's of all the teams that I saw playing, I think it's one of the best. Playing wise, and so they have a lot of players on the pitch, like Forestier. They can win the games on their own. Wallace, quality players. So I think we will have to be very solid, very organized, first of all, and then cause problems to them, because that is the key. You know, it's always the balance. Against Fulham, we were solid, but also we were dangerous. In other occasions, we were solid but not dangerous. Mm-hmm. So I think that is the key. If we start achieving that, then we really stand a very good chance.
Most managers say that as long as you create chances, they're happy. And you created quite a few, didn't you, last week?
Yes, it depends on the manager. Some managers, they are happy when they are creating chances. They don't care if they concede, but I'm Italian, you know.
And Pacetti and the rest of them keep a clean sheet.
I'm very greedy. I wanna be able to create chances, but also at the same time, to be solid and to look like we are a balanced team. That is my intention. So I think Saturday we had that. Now is the case to see if we can reproduce a similar performance on Friday. And if we do that, I think we stand a good chance.
I suppose the true measure of a win or defeat is how they perform in the next game.
Yeah, definitely. That will be a clear sign of maturity, because you know, being able to reproduce the performance over time is what makes the difference. So that's what that is going to be my target on Friday.
And finally, for me, you've got you know, Ryan Shotton, Michael Morrison. You know, you've got two kids who kept a clean sheet for you. It's giving you problems. Do you have a concern about keeping players happy?
Now look, it has to be very clear. I'm not here to make one player happy, or to make one coach happy. I'm here to do a work for the club, and the work in my job description is to win games. And if I had to do that, and somebody's unhappy with that, it's not my problem. You know, I care about every single individual, but I care more about the group. So I will go and I'll follow my path, and I will play always the best team to win the game. And if somebody's unhappy, unfortunately, I cannot do anything about that.